Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sabah.
Hello, Michelle.
It's funny because until Tice really pointed it out, I didn't really pay much attention to the fact that that's how I say hello. And now I'm like almost a little bit self-conscious of it, but it's not going to stop me. So how are you?
The same here. Like I found it the cutest thing ever. And also I didn't pay attention for it, but while he would start singing it to me in the hallway in the office, and then I start like, oh, that's true.
So funny.
We love
I
you
love
guys.
It.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
He's so good to us. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So
okay. Today we're going to talk about we didn't plan anything. We didn't do research, but we want to talk about a lot of things happening now, especially what's happening in the United States, and also to talk about how this will affect us, even people who live a little bit outside of the United States, or how it's going to affect the world. I think you mentioned it earlier that the White House website is built in WordPress. That makes me happy a little bit, that they're using WordPress. And this is the only thing about this website makes me happy.
The new website for the White House changed over as the inauguration was happening. So it literally switched over at noon yesterday, noon Eastern time here in the United States. When you go to it, the first things you see, now there's animation, there's not animation, there's video on it. And the entire homepage is all about the new president. And it's a little disheartening, honestly. It's not about the American people, it's about one person. But I've been learning from other people that certain things about it have changed as well. So, for example, there is no more Spanish version of whitehouse.gov. And there used to be. So that, we talk about underrepresented people and representing. And I think part of that is making things available in other languages without having to use translation services. And certainly Spanish is spoken widely here in the United States. Very, very widely. And it's important to note that there is no official language of the United States. So even though most of us are English speaking from birth, well, from childhood, when we learn language, there is no official language here in the United States. Commerce, business is all done in English, as it is through most of the world, just because we've dominated for so long the British system and then the United States on top of that, but as far as commerce goes, but it's even a lot of our tests. So for example, I used to work in a massage therapy school. The state test to pass the boards to get licensed for massage here is only given in English. And so it's unfortunate because you don't need to know English to use your hands and give a proper massage if you could learn it in another language. So it's a little disheartening that way, but to see that the whole United States government has taken down the Spanish speaking, maybe it'll come back because they're working on it in waves. I don't know. But if they were going to launch the new website yesterday, they should have launched the whole thing.
Definitely.
And it does result in a 404 page. So if you try to go to it, it is their standard 404 page, because I did, look for another 404 page. Instead of the button saying home, it says go home on it.
Yeah.
So when you go to the Spanish version of the site, what used to be the Spanish version, you get a button that says go home, which is it just feels like insult to injury. And then I heard that reproductiverights.gov, which was a website to help women and people understand their reproductive rights, not just women, men, trans women, everybody understand what their reproductive rights are in the United States. That website now is just gone and it doesn't exist anymore. You can find it on archive.org. Part of me wants to recreate it, give it a different name. I made the mistake yesterday of going to reproductiverights.com by accident, and it redirects automatically to a very right-wing, this is what a baby looks like in the womb kind of thing, so that you don't, so you make their decision, not your own decision. But it just feels like there's propaganda everywhere right now. And even the TikTok ban that happened for like less than 24 hours, or somewhere around there, it just feels, everything feels political right now. And I know that that's part of it is just that we're changing regimes and that the people that I've appreciated in office, like Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and other politicians are no longer in office as of yesterday. Our entire ambassador program changes with the presidency as well. People get promised jobs and places and things like that. And it's at the best, it's disheartening. At the worst, it's terrifying. And, just to be completely honest about how it feels, it's, I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm moving, I'm listing my house for sale tomorrow, and I'm gonna find some place in Canada. I mean, that's just not realistic, and that's not realistic for most Americans. Most of us just gonna have to tough it out and hope that in 4 years it changes again. But these next 4 years look to be very oppressive to anybody who is not a white, cis, het, straight male. I think I said that something twice in there, but you know what I'm saying? If you are a white man, you're a white straight man, and you are male from birth, because certainly trans men will not have those rights. But if you're a white, cis, heterosexual male, it's an okay place for you as long as you're not also a feminist or believe that other people should have rights. It's going to feel very, very difficult for the next 4 years. It was difficult in his last presidency, and now he just is that much more empowered. And so it makes me nervous.
Yeah, I totally understand because I think maybe this is my point of view, but I know a lot of people in the past, we always look that the United States, they always look, they are doing things better than other countries. Like, of course, there was also dark times in the old ages. Like, I'm not talking about 50 or 60 years ago, but I found it crazy that the last 10 years we start talking about things 100 years ago, people are were talking about like more rights for women, for underrepresented people of color, LGBTQ plus group rights. Like, I feel like the last couple of years it's so crazy, and people like now they're having the power, they're having the access to the platform, they're saying things like, I open my mouth like, how even you thought about this idea? And of course, there's people gonna follow, people are believing them. One of the articles, because of course, you know me, I'm nosy, I was checking
You're
the
thorough.
White House
You're not nosy, you're
government.
thorough. Yes.
Oh, thank you. There was like article defending women from gender ideology. Extremism, anyway, I'm pronouncing right. So I was reading the article with opening mouth that about the gender. Now it's like they defining women as women and men and like female and male, and that's it.
Yeah, that
And
happened yesterday too.
even that's crazy. You can say whatever you want. The third gender will be there, the transgender will be there, everyone will be there if you don't respect them and acknowledge them. Well, the rest of the world, the rest of us will do that. And I found it really crazy. And there's the massive of the news they give in one day. Like, they work really hard before they start writing, I think, long time ago. And honestly, from one article to another, start thinking, we always talk about the diversity, about the underrepresented in tech or other things, or about the digital gap or women's rights. And sometimes, like, we will continue talking about that, we'll continue focusing on that. But I feel like we went back to talking about the basic thing that, hey, I am transgender, I exist, other than to say, like, to talking about other things, or even women rights. We talked a couple of times, you and I, about like the salary equality and the difference, and how it's difficult for women, and with everything, and the self-advocacy. And now we're going back to right. Hey, we're equal. Men and women are equal. I feel that it's really push the, I don't want to say the humanity, the people in the United States push them back like 100 years ago. And also, I'm a little bit worried about the young generation, that they are now growing, the teenager. They think this is okay to say it, this is okay to do it, this is okay of way of thinking. And it's really also strange, because I know United States is a huge mix. It's not like the, of course, the majority we can ask are from specific race, but the beauty of it, it's mixed, and that's what makes it different and make it stronger, because there's a lot of majority of races, different languages. And as you said, like the language is not an official language. I didn't know that, but that's good to know then. And your other spoken language is Spanish. And just you simply just deleted the whole website and you said, go home. I saw it on a video and I felt it like, why are you doing that? And I was reading the news, of course, Mexico. I think 53 consuls or 54 consuls they have in the United States, they start sharing information in Spanish with their own people. And yeah, it worries me. I think, remember when we made a joke about the handmaid tale? I think it's coming, you know?
It's not a joke
No,
anymore. There's
it's
Mexico created an app that went into effect today, I believe. It only works in the United States, and so far it only works on Android phones, so I haven't seen it. It is in Spanish, but it is an app where you can set up alerts so that if immigration finds you here, if you are not here what they say legally, right? You didn't come in through the ways the government wants you to come in, for example, that you can push buttons on this alert to alert your family that you've been taken by these roundups that they're doing. And supposedly they're starting today. It's called ICE, immigration. I don't remember what the ICE stands for. But like I even saw like I saw yesterday a video that says, listen, white people, if you see immigration coming into a place that you know people that don't look like you, white people, all you have to do is say la migra, which means immigration. And so people can try to get away as fast as possible to avoid being rounded up and put in basically prisons waiting for deportation, from where you might have even been born here, because the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution says that if you are born on United States soil, you are an American citizen. And he is trying to take away birthright citizenship, that if you're a parent, either one of your parents, but especially your mother, was here on a visa or not here legally, then you are not an American citizen. And you are a citizen of wherever your mother's a citizen of, which is just basically what I heard
crazy.
today. And I don't know if it's true or not, but Usha Vance, JD Vance's wife, is a birthright citizen. Now she's married to somebody who's from here, but according to what they want to do, they could still take her away, even though she was born here, and send her back to India, which is
It's
lunacy. It's just lunacy. There aren't words to describe. I thought I would be crying, but I'm still too shocked to have tears about it. And I know I will have tears about it because I'm going to start hearing stories that are going to break my heart. But and I want to acknowledge that I still have white US privilege, right? Like I know that I still am sitting in a position of privilege over people who are in countries that have fewer rights, or countries that have fewer, less, they have more poverty and things, developing countries, as we would say. I know that's true, and that there will be some people that are saying, oh, suck it up. It's not gonna be that bad. You can do it for 4 years. Yeah, I can, and I will, but we shouldn't have to. That's the point, is we shouldn't be turning back our people's rights. We shouldn't be turning back the clock. We shouldn't be going back to a place where we're going to have civil unrest because we have a government in place that wants to oppress so many people. And you ask what he would do, like with that $500 million. He's already said he wants to take back the Panama Canal and he wants to take Iceland. And he said he'd do it by force if necessary. Are those blustery words that will never come true? I don't know. Would he actually, make our put our armies and our military into a place where they are now trying to be the people that we have in the past helped other countries escape from? We've gone to other places, right or wrong. I'm not going to argue that part, but right or wrong, we've gone to other places to help protect from invaders and those who would seek to take over. And now he wants to put us in the position of being those people instead of helping the people who that happens to. I don't know. I don't know.
I always he said the immigrants will take your job and stuff like that. I did quick research. It's like in 2022, 1.6 trillion the immigrants caused traffic for in the US income. So when you say those people are taking the money, these people is adding to your economy. They're making the countries better. And let's be honest. They are building the country. And as you said, of course, instead of talking, hey, let's talk about how to make equal opportunity for education for all of the people, whatever your color, whatever your gender, whatever everything, how to improve, how to look to the salary gap. I remember you and I, we talked about like women in color, they have to work, I think, 59 or 56 days extra per year to have the same salary as a white woman. And I think like 2 months as a white man. I find it like this is more important to focus on how to take the community, the people for next level. And
Yeah,
I know people
absolutely.
will wonder why we're talking about this. We're talking because we're human being, we're living in it, and it's going to affect us. And also the having the power of just shutting down a platform, shutting down an app for because simply they don't like it or they don't gain money from it. And that is also the freedom of speech or to express your concern. And all of us are human being. It worries you. It worries me also as if even I'm living outside United States, it also is worries me about you, the people, all of the because it's kind of a trend, because I think if it start to be okay on the state, it will come crawl to Europe. And as you said, enough wars, enough taking things is not ours. It's let's focus how we can take the humanity to the next level, to teach each other with more equality, welcoming each other, to think about how make each life better instead of only simply thinking, hey, I want to shut down this app. I want all of the immigrants out. And I know all of the time, United States, if you're born there, you're American. And it's really nice because that's give you the kind of sense of equality with each other. And now you want to take it. I don't know. I wish to know what he's thinking. I really want to know.
Or the
Just like
people
open
around
his
him are telling him,
brain.
right? Yeah, exactly. I think he just panders to the people with the most money. But it's interesting if you think about, like, so the government in Germany recently had a changeover. The government in France recently had a change, unexpected, I should say, changeovers. And then last week or the week before, Justin Trudeau from Canada also resigned his
Resign,
position.
yeah.
What is going on in the world right now? It's a little scary.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm not a politician.
I
I don't
don't.
know.
I want to say the same. I don't have a degree in politics. I love to read, to whatever about the things, but still, it is really. I don't know. It's put heavy in my mind, and I'm pretty sure you're the same because this is affect our life, the way we live, the way we think, even the things we fight for, the things we want to make the world better for. Instead of us continue the journey, we're gonna go back 100 years ago, start fighting for the basics, or even talking about the basics. And that's I don't want to say a little bit frustrating. It's a challenging, and it's yeah. I don't know. I still remember I told you one time my dream to open the news and to see everyone is happy and there's like carnival celebration all around the world and no war, no this this comment, this great things coming out. Everyone has right. Everyone equally paid. Doesn't matter your color, your gender, whatever. That is hopefully one day we will live to see it. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. So the good news this past week is I did see a ceasefire, in Gaza, which is a very good thing. I thought of you right away and your family.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that for sure. And so all of these other things that feel like they're working in the wrong direction, at least, let's hope that things stay in the start to move in the right direction there, because there's been so much destruction and so much loss.
Yeah, and the world is enough war, like everywhere there's a war. I just want to talk how we can make our life better, like I just don't want war. I don't want these crazy things. Like really, like what's wrong with this human? Why we cannot accept, respect each other, talk and just like move forward instead of going crazy? It's everywhere there's war. I'm really happy with the ceasefire. I'm happy when anytime there is a peace, because at the same time, this is extra heavy in our what we think as a normal human being, what work and personal life. And this, I don't want to say add a cherry on the top. It's not a cherry on the top, definitely, but it makes you think like instead of like, hey, I want to make things better. We just want to survive. We just want to, as you said, the 4 years, we just want to survive this. And as you said, we don't have to go through it. And I totally agree. We don't have to go through all of this. I just, yeah, we should, me and you should be president of the world, just for one day.
One day. I was gonna say, I don't think I want that job, but maybe one day. Okay.
One day, me, I will make myself forever, forever. This is my first decision.
I love it.
No.
Oh, it's a scary world we live in for sure. And like I said, I know the United
Yeah.
States doesn't have it as bad as other places, and that every place has its challenges, but this is a fresh horror that we're dealing with here. And I really hope that it's not as bad as it feels like it's going to be. And I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer or anything like that, but
No.
it just feels bad. So
Yeah, and also we are human beings. We want to be that something. I'm pretty sure you think about it all of the day, the last couple of days, and that's something also I'm thinking about. Like, I cannot think about anything else. I'm just watching the news and some videos, watching the tweets to see, hey, what's going on? What's happening in the
Yeah.
States? What's because, yeah, just this is really heavy on us, and I think in a lot of people, and of course, in people they will not like what we're talking about. But hey, we want to share our opinion. It's freedom. You can agree or disagree. That's your position, but we want to share
Yeah.
it because also, I don't know. This is, I cannot focus to work. I'm putting the news 24/7.
I know.
Peeping. What's
What's going
happening? What's the
on?
new
Yeah.
now?
At least for now, the First Amendment still stands. I do still have free speech. We'll see how long that lasts in the United
Yeah,
States.
I was going to say
But
it.
the FBI
Yeah.
knocks on my door because I said I don't like Trump. I don't know. Let's hope not. But yeah, I'm really hoping that we can, that those of us who feel that we need to stand up for others, right? So like you and I do here, we talk about representation, and I can represent myself, and I can amplify other voices. I don't ever seek to represent Black people in America. I don't seek to represent Hispanic people in America or LGBTQ or anything that I'm not. But what we do here is try to talk about what makes the world a better place for everybody, and to raise those issues and amplify voices and hopefully make way for representation to happen, right? So we do what we can. I feel like, we're two voices in a vast sea of voices, but I still think that the work that we do here matters, and I want to continue to do it. And yeah, if you're listening to this and you want to continue to do it too. Like, reach out to us if there's something you need, if there's something we should be talking about, because we're just two people, but we want to make room for all of the issues that underrepresented people deal with on the daily. And today was about me. I'm not gonna lie. It was about me and the way I'm seeing
Yeah.
things, and it was about what we're hearing here and being able to share in the frustrations and the sadness that happens when you have a change in government like we are experiencing right now. And I know there's lots of people that are just dancing and happy. And have you heard the phrase "the lions ate my face" or the ti what is it? The leopards ate my face.
No, I don't know it. What is it? What's
Yeah, so the leopards ate my face is when, let's say that you vote for a particular candidate because he says he's going to make things so much better, and then he doesn't, right? So like we get, a month in, and it's like, well, the price of eggs hasn't gone down. Groceries are still really expensive. Now I have to pay more, blah blah blah. It's like, well, the leopards ate your face. Like you said the leopards were going to be good to you, but they eat anybody's face, and you got too close, so the leopards ate your face because you believed the leopards were not leopards, right? And so, yeah, we say the leopards ate your
Yeah.
face, and we're starting to see some of that already with, he promised lower grocery prices, and people are like, grocery price? He then he said he can't do anything about the grocery prices. Of course not. He's one person. He's not a dictator. He can't just tell people what to charge things, but. And now he's putting, as of yesterday, 25% tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, I think, because he thinks they pay that money when all they're going to do is raise the price to pay the tariffs. So
Definitely.
the American people are going to be paying higher prices for things because that's how tariffs work. And then it's gonna have a bad effect to other countries too, because we will choose not to buy things that are ridiculously expensive because of the tariffs, and that's going to affect Canada and Mexico and China and other places when people aren't making a wage to be able to accommodate for that. So it's just, I was not an economics major in my MBA. I was a marketing major in my MBA and an e-commerce major. But you don't have to be an economist to see what's happening. So anyway, I'm
It is. Yeah.
gonna get off my soapbox
No.
now. And try to have a
No.
good rest of
Yeah.
the
It was like to let it go. Like it's in your mind. It's in my mind. Of course, I know. I understand. It's affect you in different way than affects me. But it's still like it's good to talk about it because I'm pretty sure a lot of people talking about it. And also at the same time. As you said, like, yeah, we're two voices. And I think it's also baby steps we are making. Hopefully, you're making one of the steps making this world better or making to highlight topics or making people look at things indifferently and change for the better. And yeah, I think if someone's hearing us, if they like to topic we want to talk about or want to be our guest, then yeah, as long as you're not Donald Trump.
Not exactly. You can just not listen to us if you are part of that crowd. A long time ago, we can end with this little
Yeah.
comment. A long time ago, I was in church, and the pastor talked about the fact that on a very clear, still night, you can see the light from a match, just one match lit for about a mile. If it's flat and clear and there's nothing in between,
Yeah.
you can see the light from one match from a mile. And then you add a candle, and then you add two candles and three candles, and suddenly you can see that light from much further. And so the same is true with our voices. We have a voice that is just one voice, and one voice is not very loud. But then you have two voices, and two voices are louder. And three voices, and four voices. And you have the difference between somebody singing solo and having a whole chorus. And so it may sometimes feel like we are just one match in the night, or one voice in the wind. But when we work together, we actually have more power and more amplification than we think we do. So if you are feeling like I am, know that you are not alone, because those of us who feel and think the same way, we matter. And when we work together, we can accomplish good. Yeah,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And on that, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to do a little research. But if
Just
you've got ideas, send them to us because we're always open to learning and researching. Well, Sama likes to research, and then she tells me what to read, and then I go read it.
maybe I should research her. I just changed my career to research her. I love it.
You're good at it too. Anyway, we'll see everybody
Yeah.
next week. I'm underrepresented in tech. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.